What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
People like me, Paddy, from the outside looking in, like I'd have learned way more off watching the likes of Bernard Brogan than I'd have learned off Jeremy Connolly and David Clifford, because them boys are freak shows.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.
Delighted to welcome former Tyrone star Kyle Coney to the show. Good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning.
Just on that clip, so that question was basically about the weaker foot, and it came off the back of an interview with Shane McGuigan, who's obviously shooting the lights out off both feet for Derry this year. When he talks about Gavin Devlin helping him develop his right foot during lockdown, is this something that you've seen over the last couple of years, McGuigan developing this? And also, is it something that Devlin has been working quite a bit on with other players?
Yeah. Shane McGuigan's a fantastic footballer. First and foremost, he's probably in the top four or five Ulster forwards at the moment. So, I'm not sure where Gavin Devlin's getting the confidence or the because he never kicked the ball too much when he was playing. definitely, like you need both feet nowadays. There's no player or there's no top marksman in the country that wants to be dominated on one side. So, totally, I'd be fully believing in that you need two feet. Shane McGuigan is very, very dominant off his left. Like he can score from anywhere, but off his weaker foot on his right, he's brilliant as well. So it takes two. It takes them both, you know, to jink left and be able to knock it over the bar. So for me, you know, it's something every player needs to be working on, no matter what area of the pitch you're on. You know, you need to be able to get out of trouble in the defence by using your weaker foot. So it's definitely something that Shane has been working on. And I watched the Cavan and Derry game a few weeks ago, and he was superb.
Yeah, he really has been one of the stars of this league so far. Is that something that's constantly coached at senior intercounty level at the moment? Those really simple drills off both feet?
Yeah, it's something that's been... It's one of those things that never goes away. It's always harped on at, you know, you need to be practiced in the basic skills, because 9 times out of 10, it's the basic skills that let someone down in a game. You know, if you're not confident of turning back and turning onto your weaker foot, whether that may be right or left, you know, it's going to let you down somewhere along the line. If you're not using the hand pass off the right and left and using the correct sort of technique all the time, it's definitely something that could let you down a bagful. And it's always, you know, in drills, you're always told intercounty level, you know, weaker foot, right foot, right hand, left hand. So it's something that never goes away. You know, I've been involved in coaching at the club, and it starts at youth level, and it just continues right on.
There had been a sense, Kyle, that over the last few years, maybe skills had been less of a factor in GAA, or just hadn't been encouraged. But I think what we're starting to see with the way football's been played so far this year is that was totally false to think that maybe players weren't allowed to show their skills as much as they would usually have been, say, in the 2000s. But it doesn't mean that their skills have gone anywhere. These are incredibly gifted players all throughout intercounty football, and what we're seeing this year has just been incredible as a result of them being let off the leash.
I think it's down to the intercounty game is that... under the microscope, where every mistake is maximized to the absolute limit, and it's one mistake could cost you the game. That's probably where the it comes till you're talking about not letting fellas off the leash, and we're probably seeing this year with a shorter season, leagues being played in north and south, no pre-warm-up competitions. So I would be... It's definitely something that you can see that the skills of players there are fantastic to see. David Clifford, the Shane Walshes, who can, you know, Shane can take a 45 off the ground with either foot, which is unheard of. You know, we have seen the skills all throughout the league, all across all the divisions, that teams are being let off the leash. They're not being, I don't think that the managers are putting as much emphasis on, you know, that one mistake, because I think that you know, the reward outweighs that, you know, you're going to get, you need to put a certain amount of risk into your game to get to the level of the Kerrys, the Dublins, the Tyrones of the world, Donegal. So that's where teams are at. They're definitely, managers are not, you know, putting as much emphasis on possession. See a lot more kick passing throughout the league. So it's definitely something that's coming to the fore, and I think we're all really, really enjoying the football so far.
It's really a conversation, interesting conversation to have in the context of Tyrone as well, which is obviously something we want to chat to you about, Kyle. What's been your take on where they're going this year, and if the style of play that we're seeing is the style of play that we're going to see in the Ulster Championship from Duggar and Logan?
It's been probably a mixed bag for Tyrone in league form. Won one, lost one, and drew one. So, you know, we don't really know in terms of, you know, where they're at going forward. We haven't had a pre-season competition where, you know, we can see different players and different, you know, maybe different styles of play and adapting different game plans throughout them games, because teams definitely need different styles for different games, and the teams do adapt in games. So I would be a favour of the more kick passing that's happening among the Tyrone style of play, that, you know, they're trying to get the ball from the half back line probably to the half forward line as quick as possible. Fergal and Brian Duher have only had probably a couple of months, maybe 3 months at most, to impose a game plan where the majority of that team, bar maybe one, two players, have been under Mickey Hart, have been used to probably playing a possession game and running it through the hands till a certain degree and getting it till a certain area and then trying to work something whenever we get to the top of the end of the pitch. So, look, it's been a welcome change for me. I love to see the kick passing. It's something I've always, even in my own game, I love to do it. So it's been something that it's been exciting. It's really, really, really good to see. And I'm happy with the you know, what they're trying to do. You know, there's been a lot of mistakes, but, you know, like you, as I said, them rewards, you know, with, if you can take out four or five men with one kick pass from the half back line, the chances are you're getting a score, and albeit probably a 3-pointer.
Some part of me thinks that over the last couple of years, Tyrone have obviously stumbled upon Colin McShane, and this has been a brilliant totemic forward for them, and then they've added obviously McKenna last year, Canavan and Donaghy over the course of the last year as well. So it just seems that Tyrone have more forward talent, but at the same time, did you feel that they could have done more with the forward talent that they had when it came to their tactical approach over the last couple of years?
Probably. That would have been something that I had probably said, that I think my take on it would have been that, you know, forwards probably win matches, and we've seen it as last number of years that inevitably the more scores you get, the better it is for the team, and the better chance you have of winning the game. So we had probably, under Mickey's reign, you know, in the early stages, he probably had some of the best players in Ireland, maybe some of the best players we've ever seen, and Peter Canavan and Noel Mulligan and Stephen O'Neill and Sean Kavanagh. So when the sort of second wave of things came and the second group of players was coming, we probably had reverted to a style where it suited some of the players coming defensively, maybe midfielders, and Mickey didn't really trust his forwards as much as he had done. So we probably lined out with more defenders in our forward line, just, you know, to compensate the style of play. So we're maybe going out and playing with two maybe out and out forwards, and using maybe a couple of wing half backs in the line out of 10 and 12 to compensate the game plan. So look, I do think it is something that they could have, you know, we could have maybe been braver in a sense and went for games, and instead of trying to, you know, to curtail the opposition and, you know, as I say, be in the game at a certain stage and then try and win it from there instead of trying to win it from the outset.
That's really interesting, because when we think about the two biggest games that Tyrone have played in the last 3 years, I would say anyway, to be the 2019 semi-final against Kerry and obviously the All-Ireland in 2018 against Dublin. If we just start with that semi-final in 19, because they're obviously playing each other this weekend as well, Kerry and Tyrone, there was a real sense of worry at halftime from a Kerry perspective that this thing was done, that Tyrone were going to continue what they did in the first half, completely smother Kerry and get the ball into Colin McShane and continue to run away from them basically. So why didn't that happen? Did that go back to this attitude of perhaps not being on the front foot enough or not being comfortable enough in the front foot, in your opinion?
Yeah, I know there was discussions at halftime. The way we normally worked at halftime was we regrouped as a player group first. So being involved in that game, we regrouped at halftime. The management went on their own. The players always just in the change rooms take a minute or so to gather their breath, and then we have a discussion of what the players and what the substitutes feel that they see. And there was discussions of you know, do we keep the foot down here and keep at it? And then the management obviously have their say, and we come to a decision then that I think that we sort of backed off a little, and sort of that gave Kerry the oxygen that they needed to get back into the game. And looking back now, it was a game I firmly believe that Tyrone left behind, and I think we're 5 points up at half time, and it's disappointing to see the outcome, because you know, we're in such a strong position, as you say, not being on the front foot probably long enough throughout that time as a group. Maybe we hesitated slightly and said sat in the back foot, invited Kerry onto us, and look, once you invite Kerry onto you, you're only asking for trouble.
So this was almost, I guess, a reflex that you had trained within yourself to retreat a little bit, or was this an actual deliberate thing to say, lads, let's sit back and defend this lead?
I don't think it was a deliberate act to sit back and protect the league. I think it was like a bit of a reflex where players probably weren't, with a 5-point lead, probably players weren't doing the same things that they'd done in the first half. Probably taking the same, I mind a few balls into Cahill McShane were crazy, where he just threw the, can't mind who he was marking, maybe someone at the back of that time, maybe Tag Morley. And it was just, people were bouncing off and were getting the ball in really, really quickly. I know there was a mistake for the goal where we were all thrown, we're sort of caught up the pitch, and it went from a kick pass to a couple of quick hand passes, and next thing it was in the back of our net, and then all of a sudden it's a different game anyway. But I think it was a reflex in terms of, look, we're 5 points up here. If they score, we can score, and we just keep it at arm's length the whole time. And look, it didn't work out. Like, Kerry got a goal, and automatically they're on the front foot and they're back in the game.
Maybe there's nothing that could have changed the course of history in 2018, considering Tyrone are up against the greatest team of all time. But did, at the same time, something similar happen in that final in 18?
I mean, watching that game, and Tyrone went 5-0 up, and I was just thinking to myself, this is, you know, if you could dream of a start, this is a start you want. And I do believe, looking back at that game, I think players, and I think talking to some of them, we would firmly believe they were not much of a driving seat at that time, that I think players started to maybe do slightly different things on their own and not as a team, and taking shots. I mean, there was a couple of shots off the weaker foot from maybe being Frank Burns and Cahill McShane, who, you know, if they had went over, yes, we're 7 points up, but that, you know, that's the stage where you work the percentage shot, you work it till the right men, you work it till the right areas of the pitch. As you say, the greatest team of all time, Dublin, don't take those pot shots. They work it to the right areas. And that's something that, you know, they're probably looking back on thinking that was an opportunity missed as well. And I know that Dublin definitely dropped 15 men behind the ball at a certain stage, which all good teams do. You have to adapt to the situation you're in. And Dublin done that. They dropped 15 men behind the ball. Dean Rock was playing inside Tyrone's half at that stage. And they knew whenever they were 5-0 down, look, we have got to kill the momentum here. And I think it was maybe a few players doing things on their own that didn't help the whole situation either. But it's an opportunity missed. And as I say, probably, you know, we spoke about it before, not being on the front foot for long enough throughout that period of time probably hampered that cause.
And that's why what we've seen over the last couple of weeks may actually be so important, because it could be a little bit of a shift there. Like, I don't think, Kyle, anybody necessarily expects, say if it's a Tyrone-Dublin All-Ireland final, for example, this year, for Tyrone to suddenly start playing swashbuckling football. But what they might do is play exactly how they did in 2018, except they'll have the learned experience of approaching the league with the shackles completely off, and they'll know how to be on the front foot that little bit better.
You're right there. Once you're playing a certain type of way for a certain length of time, it's going to, you know, that's going to be your go-to, what happens. So Tyrone have been, you know, we can see that their style of play is shifting. We can see what they're trying to do. We can see that they're trying to move the ball through the foot pass. We can see that they're probably playing with more orthodox forwards. They've had 12 different scores throughout the league, which, you know, in three games is a great plus for them. They have unearthed Paul Donaghy. So, as you say, playing on the front foot for, you know, or trying to play on the front foot and going after teams and trying to put it to bed on the scoreboard, as to say, would be, you know, it's, if Tyrone got to an All-Ireland final, say, this year, that's only going to help them. That's only going to say, look, we're going to go after Dublin. We're going to go and try and, you know, put them to the pin of the collar. Kerry have done it and almost got out the gap. You know, it took a replay to get, that's the only way to beat them. That's the only way to beat Kerry, Dublin. And, you know, we've had a mini Ulster Championship as such in terms of playing Monaghan, Armagh and Donegal. You know, but at the end of the day, the yardstick for Tyrone is this weekend, and I really believe that a performance is what Brian Doher and Fergal Logan's looking. You know, a front foot performance, go and attack Kerry, really, really go after him, and that tells you where you're at. You know, and that'll set them up for further down the line.
And part of that front foot football is approaching the opposition kick out in an aggressive manner. And we'd Bernard Brogan on the show yesterday, talking about how much AFL he's been watching recently and how that they're at a whole other level again with their restarts and how aggressively they chase down the opposition. This has clearly been the way GAA has gone over the last couple of years. Are Tyrone well equipped on that front to actually smother a team on their own kickout?
Well, that's going to be a lot of work that they're going to have to do. Every team will have a kickout strategy for on the opposition kickout for whenever they have a free kick. So, say that there's a free kick, a scoreable free for Tyrone, they will have a full court press that they have to have. And to me, the one thing that they have to utilise there is Niall Morgan. You know, Niall Morgan is, I'm not sure, I know that you know that he plays out free for his club, but he's probably in the top 25 or 30 club players out the pitch in Tyrone. That's how good he is. And his kick passing is up there with the best in Ireland. So to me, that's something that they can utilise him, and we've seen teams do it. I've been at looking to be at a few games already this year, and Rory Began has done it. The Armagh keeper Blaine Hughes has done it. So that's a tactic that's clearly being used, and I love to see it. I love to see teams coming up with different stuff, with different ideas, different tactics. So it'll be something that they should be utilising, because there's Niall plays sweeper for his club. He lines out normally at midfield and he plays sweeper, so he can be someone that can be used, and he's comfortable enough in the ball where I know sometimes we see keepers that you can sort of let them come a wee bit. Niall's not that type of man. If you let him come, he's trying a shot or else he's finding a pass inside.
So how far are you telling Niall Morgan to go on the Kerry kick out this weekend, for example? Is it just to cover the fullback and then at the fullback push up, or is Niall Morgan going right up?
I'd be a firm believer of Niall needs to come out past the full back line. On that instance, if Tyrone's being brave and say they're chasing the game by a point or two or whatever the state, you know, you play the game at the stage you're at. You know, if Tyrone's winning the game and, you know, you're happy enough just to put a press on with the players on the pitch, fair enough. But say Tyrone's chasing the game by a couple of points, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes into the second half, I'd be a firm believer of Niall needs to come out and push, be brave on the kickouts and push as many Tyrone players ahead of it as possible. Yes, you need to be careful of Clifford and whoever else is back there, but be as brave as possible. Come out past the full back line, play as close till probably Tyrone's 45 as he can. I know, I'm not sure if you've seen the clip of the Dublin game where this year in the league, Kerry only played with two defenders marking six Dublin forwards. That's how brave they were in the second half of the Dublin kickout.
Yeah, and maybe some people will say that it was lunacy at times in the first half, the way Dublin managed to pick them off. Just on what you said there, the Mini Ulster Championship that you've seen in the North section of Division 1, like, I mean, Tyrone Kerry is a big game this weekend, but ultimately it might lead to not even a final. I think it's fair to say that the relegation battles are probably bigger fixtures to try and actually stay in Division 1 for next year. So in the context of Armagh especially, from what you've seen, is this a team that is ready to hold their own in Division 1 for the next few years, rather than becoming a Roscommon or Cavan type where they yo-yo up and down between the tiers?
Definitely. That's a team that I've been really impressed with. I've seen them twice in the league so far, and Their forwards have been phenomenal. Stephen Campbell, Ryan and Oisin O'Neill, Rory Grigan. You know, it's probably names that we have mentioned over the last number of years being involved with Armagh and probably their main men, but been really, really impressed with them. And I think the addition of Kieran Donaghy to the backroom team has brought an extra wee edge to them. You know, they have, you know, I can see it in their play that they're being slightly more physical around the middle of the field. They're maybe been a cuter in their play where, you know, they're trying to break it up. You know, I firmly believe they should have been out the gap against Donegal. I think they just ran out of steam in 10 minutes and they'll be kicking themselves because a win in that game keeps them out of the relegation battle. Now they're into a dogfight where the wrong result obviously puts them down. But I do believe that they'll come out on the right side of the result against Roscommon. I think that they're the forward line's moving too well. They're racking up too much scores. So I think it's a team that can hold their own in Division One. For me, their only probably problem is getting the defence sorted. Kieran O'Hanlon, the first game out, started at number 11. Then 2 weeks later, he playing at number 7. Aidan Fokker starts at 3, end up playing at 14. So getting the settled 6 at the back and, you know, adopting that sort of Colin Kavanagh role whenever teams slowed up in the middle third and they can get bodies back. If they can get a sweeper in place who knows his role, who can push out at the right times and get the press on the opposition, I think it's a team that's definitely coming, that can hold their own in Division One.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I think everybody remembers that 2017 game between yourselves and Armagh. It was such a disappointment. We thought that was going to be the renewal of a great rivalry. But I'd say that rivalry isn't too far away now, Kyle. Kyle Coney, great stuff. Thanks a million for coming on the show this morning. Great to chat to you.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. It is Tyrone against Kerry. It is Donegal against Dublin in the semi-finals of a league that might not actually have a final this weekend. But still, they're going to be interesting. It's great to see Division 1 North getting to spread their wings this weekend and seeing if this Tyrone attack is going to break down Kerry this weekend. So that's all coming up this weekend. It's going to be a brilliant weekend of sport.
The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at getsetgo.ie.